Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Gold. All right, today we're Zvachim Daf Mem, the fourth parak Bei Shammai. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, in a brice where Rabbi Shimon says that because the Torah says the plural karnos, horns, regarding the paro kohen gadol, and again regarding the paro lam davar, and the two are compared with the hekesh, we know that both were karmatanos matanos of their blood and all four karnos of the mizbach apnimi. Rabbi Yehuda says this drasha is not necessary because the pasuk says about each bo'el ha-moed in the tent of meeting teaching that the blood must be placed akol ha-amur bo'el ha-moed on all the karnos mentioned in the ohel ha-moed. According to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase ohel ha-moed teaches she'im niftecha tikra shel heichol lohi ha-mazeh, that if the heichol roof was broken through, he would not sprinkle the blood. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yehuda derives four matanos from the word asher, that is, in the Ohel Moed, and agrees to darshan Ohel Moed the way Rabbi Shimon does. Pointing to the brice on the previous daf taught that the word lapar in the pasuk about par lam davar alludes to the par Yom Kippurim. The Gemara discusses what laws derive from this hekesh, and Rav Papa ultimately says, "Onisurche ela es bedam ubetvila." It's only needed to teach the halachas derived from the words es and bedam, and the Kohen's requirement of dipping his finger into the blood to sprinkle it. Rav Yaakov explains the word S, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger, and they do not constitute a chatzitza. Bedam teaches, she bedam shir tvila mi'ikara, that the blood should be the amount needed for dipping from the beginning, meaning when it's received in a kli. Meaning if blood was received in two vessels, each being less than enough for dipping and hazah, they cannot be combined for hazah. Finally, the tavo, and he shall dip his finger, teaches he must dip his finger into the blood to sprinkle it, v'lumasapeg, and he cannot wipe the blood from the walls of the kli. And point number three, in a brice, Rebbe says the word lapar to the bull written about the par lam davar comes to include the par of Yom Kippur l'kol ma she'amru be'inyan, for everything stated in the section of par lam davar. Rabbi Shmuel says this can be derived from a kal v'chomer. If in a place where a carbon is not equated with another carbon to be brought from the same animal, yet the Torah equated the procedure of one with the procedure of the other, the makam shehishva carbon or carbon in a place where the Torah did equate a carbon with another carbon to be brought from the same animal, is it not logical that it equated one procedure to the other procedure? After some discussion, the Gemara ultimately explains a parlam davar and the sir Yom Kippurim, despite being different animals, share the same procedure regarding that which was written explicitly about them, for example, sprinkling towards the parochas and placing on the mizbach panimi with his forefinger. Therefore, a par Yom Kippurim, which is the same animal as a par kohen Mashiach, is certainly subject to the same avoda, specifically the laws of es bedam ubetvila discussed before. Similarly, the sir Yom Kippurim is subject to these laws derived from the sir avodas kochavim using the same kal v'chomer. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, a brice where Rabbi Shimon says that because the Torah says the plural karnos, horns, regarding the par kohen gadol, and again regarding the par lam davar, and the two are compared with the hekesh, we know that both require matanos of their blood on all four karnos of the mizbach hapnimi. Rabbi Yehuda says this drasha is not necessary because the pasuk says about each bo'el ha-moed in the tent of meeting teaching that the blood must be placed akol ha-amur bo'el ha-moed on all the karnos mentioned in the ohel ha-moed. According to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase ohel moed teaches she'im niftecha tikra shel heichol lohi ha-mazeh, that if the heichol roof was broken through, he would not sprinkle the blood. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yehuda derives four matanos from the word asher, that is, in the ohel moed, and agrees to darshan ohel moed the way Rabbi Shimon does. Pointing to the brice on the previous daf taught that the word lapar in the pasuk about par lam davar alludes to the par Yom Kippurim. The Gemara discusses what laws derive from this hekesh, and Rav Papa ultimately says, "Onisurche ela es bedam ubetvila." It's only needed to teach the halachas derived from the words es and bedam, and the Kohen's requirement of dipping his finger into the blood to sprinkle it. Rav Yaakov explains the word es, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger, and they do not constitute a chatzitza. Bedam teaches she bedam shir tvila mi'ikara, that the blood should be the amount needed for dipping from the beginning, meaning when it's received in a kli. Meaning if blood was received in two vessels, each being less than enough for dipping and hazah, they cannot be combined for hazah. Finally, the tavo, and he shall dip his finger, teaches he must dip his finger into the blood to sprinkle it, v'lumasapeg, and he cannot wipe the blood from the walls of the kli. And point number three, in a brice, Rebbe says the word lapar to the bull written about the par lam davar comes to include the par of Yom Kippur l'kol ma she'amru be'inyan, for everything stated in the section of par lam davar. Rabbi Shmuel says this can be derived from a kal v'chomer. Umaba makam shul ushiv carbon le carbon if in a place where a carbon is not equated with another carbon to be brought from the same animal. Hishva maisim le maisim, yet the Torah equated the procedure of one with the procedure of the other. The makam shehishva carbon le carbon in a place where the Torah did equate a carbon with another carbon to be brought from the same animal. Eno din shehishva maisim le maisim. Is it not logical that it equated one procedure to the other procedure? After some discussion, the Gemara ultimately explains, a parlam davar and the seer Yom Kippurim, despite being different animals, share the same procedure, l'may d'kasabahu, regarding that which was written explicitly about them, for example, sprinkling towards the parochas and placing on the mizbach ha'pnimi with his forefinger. Therefore, a par Yom Kippurim, which is the same animal as a par kohen Mashiach, is certainly subject to the same avoda, specifically the laws of es bedam ubetfila, discussed before. Similarly, the seer Yom Kippurim is subject to these laws derived from the seer avodas kohen using the same Kal Vachomer. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the Siman of pool. So here goes. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers. Near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together, since they have the same Avoda. Once again, slow motion. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house, that must be on Daf Mem, Mayim, pool. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase Ohel Moed teaches, Shim Niftecha Tikrash HaHechol L'Havi Mazeh, that if the Hechol roof was broken through, the Kohen would not sprinkle the blood. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains that the word S, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may not sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers. Near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together, since they have the same avoda, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's Kal Vachomer, equating the avoda of Par Yom Kippurim to another par. So once again, the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers. Near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together, since they have the same avoda. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simur Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The Kohen Lulav merchant, Lulav, that must mean we're a Daf Lamed Vav. The Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk, and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, amanas, laniach es damo emur of lamachar, intending to leave its blood or emurim until the next day, or latzino chutz, or to take them out of the azara, Rav Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the chachamim say it is valid. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim she'im hanichu l'macher she'u puzzle, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the Mizbeach HaChitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan al mizbeach hachitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbeach, shenasim b'matana achas keeper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement, even if two were required, l'chadchila. Regarding achatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, af chatas shenasim matana achas keeper, even regarding achatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech laser tag game, laser tag, that must be more in Daf Lamed Zayin. at the Dam Zevachecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, which reminds us a brisa had derived from the Dam Zevachecha Yishafech that one matana suffices for kabbanis for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshens is to teach that for bloods which should be applied by Zrika, which a Kohen applied instead by Shvicha, that is Yotze. It answers that the first price holds like Rabbi Akiva that lo zrika b'chol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring. Lo shvicha b'chol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, it's therefore available to darshan that one matana suffices. So at the Dam Zevachecha Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the zrika versus the shvicha teams, where the goal was for the shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maaseh Behema and Pesach area, which reminds us, the Gemara has said, V'dam Zevachach Yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, that although a pasuk teaches that a Bechor's blood is Nizrak, and its Imurim are burned on the Mizbeach, the source that Maaseh Behema and Pesach also require Matan Damim Ve'imurim is V'dam Zevachach Yishafech. So at the Dam Zevachech Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Damim Ve'imorim target in the Maaseh Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two Matanas of blood of a Chatas are Ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mentioned the word Kranos, horns of the Mizbeach, three times with the plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one matan is ma'akev because two of the words are written as karnos without a vav and can be read as the singular karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are lemitzvah and only one is ma'akev. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup? That must be more on Daf Lamed Ches. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, which reminds us we never find blood applications of which half or some are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. So the young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a mock, which reminds the Gemara objects about the previous assertion that no blood of matanas are partially above and partially below. It asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbeach, whilst matanas are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanas must be in the same place only refers to matanas, which are ma'akev. So the young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matanos shebechatos, the three last applications of achatos, which are not critical, ein baos belayla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubaos la'achar misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana. Amal mehen mechutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for avoda outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The Kohen mailman, that must be more a Daf Lamed Tes, letter, mailman. The Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rapapa said that the three latter matanas of achatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood spattered. He offered proof from a Mishnah which states that if blood of achatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbeach, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min harui lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the keren, meaning the last few matanos, does require kibbutz. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amabes taught that all matanas of achatas, which are applied to the Mizbach HaPnimi, are ma'akev. A brisa derives this from extra words in the pasuk about the parlam davar shel tzibur. The word hachatas teaches eu siri avodas kochavim. These are the goats brought as a chatas for communal idolatry, resulting from a mistaken ruling, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas and on the mizbach pnimi, and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Siri Regalim and the Siri Rosh Chodesh, meaning the goats brought from the Musav on these days, to also be Chatos Pnimios, because the word lo, for it, excludes them. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three-letter Matanas Vachatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require Kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizpach HaPnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do Smicha Nechatas Pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not Ma'akev, which reminds us, after deriving from extra words that all Hazos, the sprinklings of Achatos Pnimios, are Ma'akev, the Braisa darshans v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching, afo pishol samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it shall be forgiven for them, teaching, afo pishol nasin shirayim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the Yesod. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn that the last three matanos of achatas, which aren't critical, are not brought at night and cannot be brought outside the mikdash? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we machokas if a carbon requiring zrika is yotze with shvicha, pouring? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we, the Rebuto holds that machshavas hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shmuel's Kal Vachomer, equating the avoda of the par Yom Kippurim to another par? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that one matana is adequate b'dieved for kabanas of the mizbech achitzon? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that a kohen may do hazah with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Ravashi holds, kol shebiyado l'havidichui, any dichui which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that hazah is not performed if the heichal roof was broken through? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we machokas if one or two matanas vachatas is ma'akev? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss the din of a tamei who eats kadshim meat before zrika versus a tahor who eats tamei kadshim before zrika? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.